Well, avian flu is creating a real problem in northwest China, where officials say it has now killed at least 1,000 migratory birds. Meanwhile, experts are telling Congress that the U.S. still doesn't have a bird flu vaccine and that hospitals would be overwhelmed if bird flu should strike here. With us this morning to get some answers, or give us some answers, is Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, great to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
Morning.
Now, I know you are concerned about this because it appears we are not ready with all we would need to protect everyone. We were sort of wondering, with the enormous population of poultry farms in the Eastern Shore and in rural Virginia, is this area more vulnerable should avian flu become a problem in the U.S.?
Well, avian flu intermittently over the years has been a problem, but the system that's set up in the United States is so much different than in Asia, particularly now. The major problem actually is in Vietnam because of the agricultural regulations of how you handle chickens and how you pen them. So although it's not impossible to have bird flu, since we have had historically bird flu in the past, but it's been handled very well. The situation in the Asian countries, particularly, as I mentioned, in Vietnam, is such that there are literally hundreds of millions of chickens that have either died from bird flu or had to have been culled. The scary issue about that is that it has jumped species from chicken to human, but very inefficiently, which is somewhat of a good news, that it's still extremely inefficient in going from chicken to human, and there have been two documented cases of human to human. But the virus continues to evolve, particularly in Vietnam, and that's the cause of the concern and why we have actually already initiated the development and testing of a vaccine against the H5N1 bird flu. And that those studies are actually already going on. And one of the centers that we're studying at is at the University of Maryland, vaccinating normal volunteers, and the studies seem to be going very well.
But how long away is that vaccine before it could be available?
Well, it'll certainly take months before you can actually scale up. We have 2 million doses of H5N1 that we have already bought and put into our strategic national stockpile. Were there a pandemic flu, then we would have to scale that up by tens and tens of millions. That process generally takes a matter of several months to do. We're better off than most. The critical issue is that when you have a pandemic flu, countries globally who have no capability of having vaccines or therapeutics are extraordinarily vulnerable. The whole world would be vulnerable were we to have one. Now, we don't want to panic people at all, because this is something that the chances are that it's not going to happen. But the potential seriousness of the consequences historically in the past is such that it is very prudent for us to prepare, which is the reason why we are treating this so seriously.
Dr. Fauci, I read anxiously this novel pandemic fairly recently, and it is amazing just, with the kind of international travel that exists today, how easy it would be for a flu to break out worldwide within a relatively short period of time.
Right.
Are you indeed very worried, or casually worried about the prospect of a pandemic in the not too distant future?
Well, rather than grade degrees of worriedness, what I would say is that we take it very seriously. The job is not to worry; it's to do something about it, which is the reason why we are in fact pushing ahead. This particular issue is at the very highest priority of Secretary Leavitt of the Department of Health and Human Services, and we literally meet continually every day about this, tracking it through the CDC and the WHO and pursuing the development of a vaccine. I think it's important for the listeners to understand the difference between the normal flu that we get seasonally every year, for which there's a good degree of residual immunity in the population, because the flu, although we change the vaccine each year, it changes generally only slightly to moderately, to the point where you should get vaccinated. But if you don't, there's enough what we call memory or prior experience to the influenzas, the standard seasonal influenzas. The issue with the bird flu is that it is very new, totally new, to the global population. So we don't have any residual immunity. So every once in a while, a couple of two, three times a century, you get a pandemic flu. Sometimes it's devastating, as in 1918, and sometimes it's moderate, as we had in 1957 or 1968, where it was significantly greater than a regular year, but not devastating. We don't know what the degree of a pandemic flu will be, but what's going on in Asia is telling us that sooner or later, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but certainly sooner or later, we're going to get another pandemic flu, and that's the reason why we have to be prepared for it.
All right, monitoring the situation with the avian flu in China. Dr. Anthony Fauci joining us from NIH. Good to talk to you again, Doctor. Thank you.
Good to be here.